Good afternoon. Good evening, rather. This is Anna Rose MacArthur, KYUK. Thanks for listening. We're going live to Teresa Katsourilis, who is in Nabuskiak right now, where locals have currently pulled the whale out of the Kuskokwim River. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, how are you, Anna Rose?
Great. So what's going on? What do you see down there?
I see a group of maybe 20 to 40 people congregated around a large whale that's gray in color. It's been pulled up onto the beach by a tractor-like forklift piece of heavy machinery. I'm told it took 6 boats to pull it in. There are about a half dozen people cutting up the meat, and I have seen elders leaving with pieces of meat in trash bags on four-wheelers. We're distributing the meat now.
How many people are at the beach, would you say?
I would say at least 40 people. There are elders, there are children. It's hard to estimate. I was told that a large percentage of the village was down here at one point.
It took 6 boats to pull them in. One of them had, as I understand it, the man Joe Yvonne with Search and Rescue in Nabuskiak. You've been talking with him a lot.
Yes.
And Joe's been kind of leading this effort to pull the whale out, I understand. Have you been able to speak with him? What has he said?
I haven't been able to speak with Joe because he says he's taking a rest after all of this. But I have been able to speak to Tribal Administrator Sharon Williams. Said it was a group effort. They used handmade hooks that they welded together yesterday. I'm not sure if the men and women here used the hooks that they were planning to weld together today, but they finally got good enough traction and were able to pull it in.
And is the meat, it's been sitting in the water since Thursday evening. Is there any idea if it is still in shape to be eaten?
It's still good. It's still good. We're distributing it now. I spoke with an elder, Chris Larson, and he said that this would be enough to feed the village.
And have you been able to speak with anyone who's already been able to eat part of it? Comment on that?
I haven't spoken with anyone who has eaten any yet. There's been some talk about how to prepare it. People are talking about calling some friends from up north or coastal villages about the best way to prepare whale meat, or Googling it. I interviewed one woman, and she joked that we would be able to, I asked her what she was planning to use to cook it, and she said, I'm not sure, I'm going to start with Crisco.
And what's the general feel down there right now?
I think people are really excited to have the meat, and it was, of course, exhilarating to bring the whale in. When I spoke with Sharon Williams, she said, quote, I'm absolutely speechless. It was something no one expected to see. People are also a little wary here because of some of the negative attention on Facebook. People don't want their names out there, particularly if they were involved in the hunt, but even if they were involved in retrieving the meat, simply because of the negative publicity.
A lot of effort went into retrieving this whale. Can you speak about what people have been doing since Thursday to now, what they've been able to accomplish, bring the whale to shore?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry, the line was bad.
Will you talk about the effort that's gone into bringing this whale out of the water?
Yeah, it's been a stressful effort, according to people I've spoken with, and it's been absolutely around the clock. People have been working ever since early Friday to try to get the whale to shore. It involved a lot of ingenuity and people making the devices to pull it in themselves. Joe Yvonne, the search and rescue member who ran kind of much of this process, told me earlier today that they were still working on a solution after midnight last night, and then he got up early in the morning and started at it again. Sharon Williams says it's been a particularly stressful experience. It's been an absolute nonstop process to try to put this meat to use.
Some people are questioning what the legal standing is of this event. Is that known at this point?
To my knowledge, no. I haven't spoken with anybody who's had any information on that. We're not entirely sure what kind of whale this is. just having looked at it, I would personally say it looks like a gray whale, but that is not confirmed. That's just my current impression looking at what I'm seeing.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. And whales coming up the Kuskokwim, a very rare event. The legal standing of this event is unknown. It is known that whales are protected under both federal law and international treaty. We will continue to keep you updated as this event unfolds. You're listening to KYUK. Have a good evening.